Davy Jones lives in Martinsburg and is a political newcomer. He found his way into politics after doing IT work for the West Virginia Libertarian Party. But he didn't always identify as libertarian.
I was a Reagan Republican, and I kind of felt over the years after Reagan was out of office that the Republican Party has veered away from its base.
Jones says he has a live and let live mentality, which led him to join the Libertarian Party.
I believe the government has gotten way too intrusive into everybody's life and gotten way too bloated. And the debt that they seem to be heaping on our children that have to pay it is just outlandish. So I've decided that I needed to do something about that, and that's why I decided to run.
Jones knows it may be difficult to run on a third-party ticket, but he thinks he's got a great chance.
I think people are tired of just what's going on, and I don't think parties matter to them at this point. I think they're really looking for a candidate of character rather than a candidate of this party or that party. And I bring that to this race.
Jones says he's pro-coal. Both his grandfathers were coal miners, and he's outraged by proposed EPA regulations that would require coal-fired power plants to cut carbon emissions by up to 30% by 2030. He says the rules would kill West Virginia coal jobs.
I don't know if everyone knows that it was a Republican president, Richard Nixon, through an executive order that brought us the EPA and has allowed this regulatory agency to enact the regulations they currently are enacting, and allowed future presidents to abuse those regulations, like President Obama is doing currently. And these agencies have pretty much bypassed Congress. And I would actually like to get rid of these agencies that have no oversight from the people.
But his live and let live philosophy extends to more than just regulations for businesses. He says that stance holds true for him on social issues as well, including gay marriage.
I believe that in this country, you're a free people, so you should be free to love. And that means whoever you want to love. Interesting enough, my wife is an African American, and just less than 50 years ago, it would have been illegal for me and her to have gotten married.
The couple now has two young daughters. Jones also thinks he's the best choice because he can identify with the middle class.
I think that the big problem in politics today is that we're electing people to represent us that can't relate, that are wealthy, that come from an elitist group of people, and they can't represent the average American because they can't understand how we live. I come from the middle class. I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. You know, deciding whether, am I going to pay my electric bill this paycheck or buy food. So I think that I make a very good representative for the people of West Virginia.
Davy Jones is banking on his pro-guns, pro-energy, and pro-constitution platform to override the difficulties of running as a third-party candidate. He hopes the voters will give him a chance in Washington when they go to the polls in November. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.